news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A former nurse at the Irwin County Detention Center in Ocilla, Georgia, came forward to alert the public about an excessive number of hysterectomies being performed on immigrant women there. The Government Accountability Project and Project South filed a whistleblower complaint with the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General's office on Monday on behalf of Dawn Wooten. She's a licensed practical nurse with over a decade of experience who spoke out publicly Tuesday for the first time about what she witnessed.
The ladies would put in to see the gynecologist for whatever reason that they were wanting to be seen for. They were having hysterectomies. They would come back oftentimes and question, why did I have to have a hysterectomy? I didn't know I was undergoing this. I had one lady to tell me that she was a young girl. If she had known that she was going to have a hysterectomy, she wouldn't have went. I had a detainee to ask me. She said, well, what is he doing, Ms. Wooten, collecting all of our uteruses? And I just looked at her puzzled because I didn't have an answer.
Unbelievable. Said uterus collector has been identified as Dr. Mahendra Amin of Douglas, Georgia. Hurricane Sally made landfall Wednesday morning near Gulf Shores, Alabama as a Category 2 storm. It's crawling along very slowly and has the potential of, quote, extreme life-threatening flash flooding, according to a National Hurricane Center forecaster. Because the storm is moving so slow, Sally could dump up to 30 inches of rain in some areas and hit parts of the Gulf Coast with storm surge as high as 7 feet. Stay safe, everyone. Well, the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, on Tuesday announced that his city has agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor. She, of course, the 26-year-old EMT who was fatally shot 6 months ago by police who were carrying out a late-night no-knock raid. The $12 million settlement is the largest for police misconduct in Louisville history and reportedly will not affect the ongoing investigation into the case. Not a single officer has yet been charged in that killing. Well, Donald Trump on Tuesday night emerged from his Fox Not News bubble to participate in a town hall on ABC television, moderated by George Stephanopoulos, who very rarely challenged some of Trump's assertions. Questions were delivered by people who qualified as undecided voters. All right. The first question was from Paul Tubiana of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Mr. President, I voted for you in 2016. I'm conservative, pro-life, and diabetic. I've had to dodge people who don't care about social distancing and wearing face masks. I thought you were doing a good job with a pandemic response until about May 1st. Then you took your foot off the gas pedal. Why did you throw vulnerable people like me under the bus?
Well, we really didn't, Paul. We've worked very hard on the pandemic. We've worked very hard. It came off from China. They should have never let it happen. And if you look at what we've done with ventilators and now, frankly, with vaccines, we're very close to having a vaccine. If you want to know the truth, the previous administration would have taken perhaps years to have a vaccine.
Pastor Carl Day, who voted for Jill Stein in 2016, asked a question that Trump clearly couldn't or wouldn't understand.
You've coined the phrase, make America great again.
Right.
When has America been great for African Americans in the ghetto of America? Are you aware of how tone deaf that comes off to African American community?
Well, I can say this. We have tremendous African American support. You've probably seen it in the polls. We're doing extremely well with African American, Hispanic American at levels that you've rarely seen a Republican have. If you talk about make America great, if you look at just prior to, and I'm talking about for the black community, you look just prior to this horrible situation coming in from China when the virus came in, that was probably the highest point, home ownership for the black community. Home ownership, lower crime, the best jobs they've ever had, highest income, the best employment numbers they've ever had. If you go back and you want to look over many years, you could just go back 6 or 7 months from now. That was the best single moment in the history of the African-American people in this country.
It's amazing. Trump denied ever downplaying the risks of the coronavirus earlier this year, despite recorded evidence that he boasted of doing exactly that.
Well, I didn't downplay it. I actually, in many ways, I upplayed it in terms of action. My action was very strong. Yourself?
Trump also had the gall to blame Joe Biden for not instituting a national mask mandate. Biden has, in fact, urged all state governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the disease. And unlike Trump, Biden has no authority to mandate anything. The part that got the internet buzzing was when Trump attempted to explain his dishonesty to the American people about the severity of the virus.
I'm not looking to be dishonest. I don't want people to panic. And we are going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And it is going away. And it's probably going to go away now a lot faster because of the vaccine. It would go away without the vaccine, George. But it's going to go away a lot faster.
It would go away without the vaccine?
Sure. Over a period of time. Sure. With time. It goes
and many
away.
Deaths.
And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen. That will all happen. But with the vaccine, I think it will go away very quickly.
Got to take a quick
but
break.
But I really believe we're rounding the corner, and I believe that strongly.
As you know, Dr. Fauci disagrees with that.
Well, I mean, but a lot of people do agree with me. You look at Scott Atlas. You look at some of the other doctors.
Herd mentality? And he's citing Scott Atlas over Dr. Fauci? This really is opposite world. Joe Biden, by the way, gets his turn in a similar town hall setting Thursday night at a CNN event to be held in Pennsylvania. The Justice Department is investigating whether former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book, Criminally Disclosed Classified Information, this according to the New York Times. A grand jury has issued a subpoena to Simon & Schuster, the publisher of The Room Where It Happened, for their communications records. Bolton published his book in June despite the administration's attempts to prevent its release. Bolton has said the book does not contain any classified information. Trump has accused Bolton of both revealing secrets and filling the book with, quote, made-up stories. Ooh, maybe there's a bright spot ahead. Could there be a moment of bipartisan sanity to save the 2020 census? Well, HuffPost is reporting that senators unveiled bipartisan legislation to give the Census Bureau more time to finish the 2020 count. It's an 11th-hour effort to prevent a potentially severe undercount of the U.S. population. The census count, conducted every 10 years, was delayed for months because of COVID-19. And now the Trump administration is insisting on ending it a month early, on September 30th, to meet their end-of-the-year deadlines. The newly crunched schedule basically ensures that hard-to-reach areas, which are typically Native American, rural, poor, and minority communities, will be even harder to reach if they are reached at all. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is awake, talking, and he even posted a picture of himself with his family from his hospital bed in Germany, where he is recuperating from being poisoned with a nerve agent. With his sense of humor intact, Navalny joked about being able to breathe on his own. And finally, a new major global survey from Pew Research finds that the United States' image around the world has plummeted in the wake of its coronavirus response. And among six world leaders included in the survey, Trump ranked last behind, in order, Angela Merkel of Germany, Emmanuel Macron of France, Boris Johnson of the UK, Vladimir Putin of Russia, and China's Xi Jinping. How's that American exceptionalism working for you? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.